But now...
Guess who's back, back, back again. Guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back, guess who's back.
Yes, he is. He's back once again. Here he is. It's Shay.
Morning, Shay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm okay, and I've just pressed a few buttons on the computer, and guess who I found hanging about in cyberspace? Matt.
Morning.
Matt's here. Morning.
How are we, Matt?
I'm good. I'm good.
Matt overslept.
I may have overslept slightly, but it's fine.
So, Shay, Matt wants an alarm clock for Christmas if you're buying.
Yeah, I'll have to get you one, Matt.
What sort of alarm clock would you like, Matt?
One that's nice and loud and plays decent music like Radio Woken. That'll do.
Oh, well, that'll be all right. A Radio Woken classic, eh?
A Radio Woken classic alarm clock. It's this year's bestseller. So anyway, yeah. So yeah, Matt's with us. Do you enjoy your lying, Matt, by the way? Just saying.
Oh, harsh. Yeah, it was actually quite nice.
I'm glad it all refreshed. I was thinking, oh, Matt's not here. Is it something to do with a football? Is he?
I would say with the football, come on, England, would you say?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Do you know what? I think it's the best chance we have ever had as a country playing football, men or women, to win a World Cup since 1966. So, come on, girls.
Yeah. There's a lot of people being like, the men brought football home in 1966, the women are going to do it in 2023. So I think people now, even if you're not a big traditional football fan, you know, people are getting involved with this because it's history.
Yeah, and I think the other interesting thing is there's now strong rumours that the ladies' coach, Serena Wiegmann, may well take the men's job when Gareth Southgate leaves at the end of his current contract.
Oh, there you go. Really? Yeah, Shay, what do you think? The Lionesses reaching the final of the the Women's World Cup. What do you think that means? What does that mean for you?
Well, I thought it was great because I watched the match the other day, and I don't really watch much football, but it was really, really good, you know.
Yeah, what did you like about it? What was it that sort of kept you sat there watching the whole thing?
Well, the atmosphere, really, really good atmosphere. Everybody was cheering, which is good.
I'll tell you what, I've realised that when I'm coming back from the studio later at midday, there's probably going to be not a soul around because everyone's going to be sat in front of their TVs or packed into a pub watching the football, I think. Matt, what does it mean to you then for the women to get to the finals?
Well, actually, I've been a big women's football fan for a while. I tend to watch my team's ladies' side play as many weeks as I can. So I knew it was growing. Then we won the Euros, but to then get to the World Cup final just a year or so later proves he's taking another big step. And if we win and make history, I think women, ladies football in this country, if not around the world, will really go on because it needs a boost. And I think it's going to get a boost.
This
the only
boost
thing I hope is that the girls are recognised for their talent, and those in authority across the game realise that it should be an equal career for ladies as it is for men.
I often wondered, actually, someone was saying to us in the week, why don't we have mixed teams, you know, men and women? I suppose there's sort of practical reasons why you can't do that, Matt, isn't there? Knowing about
there really is, and it's not just the fact that we'd have the changing rooms and the obvious things, but it's the physiological things. They run differently, they work differently, they train differently, and they can have different injuries relating to biology and just physical makeup of a man versus a woman. That's why they don't do it. There are countries that have tried it and they found problems with it, and one group or the other being disadvantaged or playing a much different game just to fit together. So it may well come in the future, and I know the Olympics is somewhere they were thinking of trying it when that comes up next year, but we'll have to wait and see.
Absolutely. But yeah, all eyes on the Lionesses in an hour and 15 minutes for that kickoff, which means we're pretty much going to have no listeners, I think, for our final hour, Matt, I think, this afternoon, this morning.
Oh, dear.
Well, that is, yeah.
But anyway, Shay, how's your week been?
Oh, it's been good, really, really good. I went for a walk there on Saturday down by the river.
Did you?
You didn't fall in or anything?
Yeah. No, I didn't.
That's good.
I didn't know. So I understand you went to see the Barbie movie. Go on, tell us.
I did. I went to see the Barbie movie. I quite enjoyed it. It started off very kind of plasticky, fantastic, kind of like, you know, stereotypical Barbie. But then you sort of... As it went along, you saw kind of like, you know, cracks appearing in that fantastic sort of perfect world, and the sort of comparison with the real world. And then, you know, it was about, you know, you don't have to look beautiful to be perfect, and all sorts of sort of female empowerment. One thing, though, I would say about Barbie, being a bloke, you know, I'm all for equal opportunities, and it was very much, you know, about women can be who they want to be. But they sort of... made all the men look a bit stupid in this movie, I thought. I wasn't too happy about that.
Oh, that's interesting, because I heard from many people, males as well, that actually there was still some pretty good characters for men in the movie, but maybe there wasn't.
There was some good characters, but it was like, you know, traditionally in a movie, I mean, I may be opening a can of worms here, but, you know, traditionally in a film, you'll see, like, the man as, like, the superhero and the woman as, like, you know, whatever. But then with this, it's like the men are trying to kind of take things over and they mess it up and it all goes wrong, and the women kind of, you know, take it all back and emotionally kind of, like, make it happen in many ways. But I don't know. I just think that the men were painted a bit of a bad light. That's just my opinion, and I'd be interested to see what other people think about Barbie. But it's worth going to see. It's one of those films I wanted to see because everyone's talking about it. So, yeah.
We've been talking about it for months, so John.
We know have. What it's like. I think you should have a role.
Have you been to see it yet?
Yeah. So have you seen it, Shane?
We've been talking. Pardon?
Have you been to the cinema yet to see it?
No, I haven't. But it's coming to Leatherhead on Friday, actually.
Oh, okay. Well, it's been in cinemas everywhere for a few weeks, so.
It's been
in cinemas elsewhere for a few weeks, but I tell you what, at the end they've got a remix of the Barbie Girl, which I quite liked. I think it's Billie Eilish who did that.
I think it was Nicki Minaj.
Oh, was
actually.
It? Okay, yeah, Nicki Minaj. It was.
Well, I think we do have it on the system, but we didn't play it the other week because we prefer the original. Okay. However,
So Matt, and what are you up for the rest of the week then?
Work, really. Pretty much. I've got, work with Sony Bank for Monday to Thursday. Some other exciting news that I might be able to share later. I'm just checking that I am allowed to share it.
Ooh.
And,
Oh, okay. I'm intrigued.
Actually. Oh, yeah. Jim doesn't even know my exciting news yet.
Oh, you have to tell me off air.
I will.
Because I want to... So,
because you don't want to be late for that news, do you? We've got to get the news in.
Don't oversleep, Matt. You know, that's what it's saying.
Well done, you, Matt. Oh,
Shay's obviously turned into producer there. You've got to get the news in, lads.
So I managed, Shay, to lock myself out of my house on Thursday.
How do you manage to do that?
Well... So I had my kitchen done, and I realised that there's a spare key to my house, which when I get, because my front door slammed shut, and often leaves me kind of outside wondering how I'm going to get in. But in the past, I go to my mum's around the corner and I get the key. But the guy did my kitchen, he's got the key, so there's no spare key. The door slammed shut, the back door was open, but there was a gate, so I was like climbing on benches trying to work out how to get this gate open. I basically ended up having to go to my mum's in my luminous yellow pyjama bombs, which was a great look.
Well done.
I had to get a stepladder and I had to climb up a wall. And then I had to sort of shimmy along the wall and then jump off onto concrete, which could have ended badly, but thankfully it didn't. But I got in the end.
And are the pyjama bottoms still in one piece?
They are. I've got a few bruises.
So you managed to do what I call a circus act then?
Yeah, it was. I mean... I've seen Magic, my cat, walk along this wall and sort of jump onto the bins effortlessly. Can I just say I'm not as agile as Magic?
Yeah. John, I've just had Tom Cruise on the phone saying, do you want to be in the next Mission Impossible?
Well, if you filmed it and you got it in slow motion, it might make a good movie. You know, you can imagine it, Mission Impossible featuring playing and me sort of shimmering up a ladder. And then to top it all off, my neighbour had a delivery of kitchen tiles and I was asked, whilst I was standing trying to work out, I'm getting, can you take a delivery for your neighbour? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. You know, just bring it round. And of course, 8 boxes of tiles, a massive kitchen worktop and loads of other stuff turns up as well in the middle of it all. So that was quite a chaotic day.
Yeah.
And the delivery guy is like, you're standing in pyjamas. I'm like, yeah, I don't normally like people seeing me in these luminous yellows. Always end up in these situations when you're locked out and you're stuck outside with everyone to see, yeah, and you're wearing quite bright clothes.
That's something that's never happened to me, John, to get yourself locked out, never.
No, but I've now decided, I've come up with a master plan, Shay. I've decided I'm going to get one of those key safes and I'm going to get some spare keys and it won't happen again.
That's
probably a very good idea. Yeah. The only thing you need to make sure you don't do is forget the key safe code.
Oh, no, me, I probably will. But anyway, Shay, are you off to watch a football down a pub later?
Yeah, probably will do, and probably have a roast down there. But they'll be opening up the other bar because they've got two bars in the Running Horse.
Okay.
They'll be opening up the other bar just specially for people for the football.
Oh, and nice. Then
the bar that I go in for normally will I'll be having my usual roast. I know you asked me the question.
Yeah. What's the roast going to be today? What are you ordering?
Roast chicken, roast lamb, roast potatoes, vegetables.
Lovely. Lovely. Yeah. It sounds nice. And the Running Horse is a very old pub in the centre of Leatherhead there, so it's really nice. And what do you think about this idea? Because there's been a lot, Shay, of talk this week about pubs. Should they be allowed to be open early so people can go along around about now in a build-up to the football and go and have a pint of beer as they get ready to watch football at like 9 o'clock in the morning? I mean, what do you think about that? Would you drink beer at this time in the morning?
Not really at this time of the morning, no, John, but I would have it Sorry, Matt.
Do you know what's interesting? Pubs have always been allowed to sell beer at 9 o'clock in the morning because a few years ago, when we were getting suit fitted for my brother's wedding, we went into a pub and said, can we have a breakfast, please? Because it's 9 a.m. Don't suppose you'll be serving beer, so we'll have tea and coffee and stuff. And they went, no, you can have beer if you want one.
Okay. I mean, yeah, I think some pubs, but some pubs don't have those licences, and some pubs, you know, their licence says they can open at 11 or 12, and obviously if a football starts at 11, you want to be open way before that so people can get settled. And So, I guess it's some pubs already thought about getting those extensions in place, but others were like, oh, I don't know if England will get to the final, so we won't bother. But I bet they're regretting that decision now.
They probably are, yeah.
So there you go. So you enjoy your roast then, enjoy the football, go cheer on the Lionesses with a pint of beer. A pint of beer or whatever you're drinking and a nice roast, Shay. Have a good day.
Yeah, I will do. And we can talk about how they're done maybe next week, can't we, John?
Or even on
Tuesday at Sunnybank.
Yes, we'll be seeing Shay in person.
We'll
be seeing Shay, so we'll have a discussion about that. But for the Radio Woking listeners, we will talk again next Sunday.
We will do it. It's now time for the news at 10 o'clock.
No, it's not. No, it's not. Not yet, Shay. You're 7 minutes ahead. I think you ordered one of these, a new clock.
Yeah.
Oh, you're 7 minutes out.
Get that man a clock.
I'll tell you what it is time for, though. It's time for, hang on. I'm just giving you a little exit music, Shay. Shay, would you like to introduce the business news before you go?
Shall I do that for you?
Yeah, go for it.
It's time for the business news with Peter Moore.
Thank you. Expertly done. Thanks, Shay. We'll speak very soon.
And it's Woking Business News.
Said trust.